This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
John, I'm curious, in your estimation, how you think the Phillies...
It's okay.
It's not okay. Scott. Hey, my partner's been a real trooper about this. Me, not so much. It's getting bad. Scott, it's getting bad, bro. It's getting bad.
Scott, it's going to be all right. Hugh, it's going to be all right.
Ah, the great midday show flood of 2025. 1 week ago at this time, as the Schuylkill overflowed, Hugh Douglas ran for the hills, and Scott and I tried to talk some baseball. We welcome him back. We are much drier today. And Scott, I believe, is somewhere in the state of California as the Phillies get set to continue their road trip tonight against the A's after a big sweep over the Rockies. Scott, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm dry. I'm in the studio, yeah. So I feel pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Nice and safe. Safe and sound.
Scott, I'm not sure if you realize what happened. As soon as we got off the air last week, Hugh Tett was more right than he was wrong, that it was probably time to go. But, Scott, I'm sitting there. I'm ankle deep in the water, and Hugh ran for the hills and left me there all by myself.
Hugh's smart.
I was just – Scott, I just kept trying to give my partner warning signs. But to his credit –
You told him many times. Mm-hmm.
To his credit, the show must go on, and he did a great interview with you. He did a great interview, but I just told
Hugh
him –
Hugh didn't hear a word of it. But
if it was me, I said, Scott, I would have told you, hey, man, we'll talk to you next week. Great time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you want to go down with the ship if you're the captain, but I'm not sure that was the situation.
No, it definitely
I'm
was not
you.
The situation.
I would have bailed.
Yeah, well, someone had to stay, and that was me, and my shoes took a fall for it. Scott, we're happy to have you on the show. Of course, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. And Scott, since we talked, the Phillies haven't lost. They took apart the Pirates over the weekend, and they swept the Rockies, which isn't, I would say, the hardest thing to do, but still pretty impressive to take 7 in one season from the same team. This team's playing really good baseball right now, Scott.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, I love the fact that they, you know, they went out and did what they're supposed to do, and their record against sub-500 teams is incredible. They're not taking things for granted. And again, I still think this team is playing with a little bit of a chip on its shoulder coming out of that Mets series. I think they really felt the sting of that in late April, going up there and getting swept and kind of getting dominated in that series. And that, you know, they've turned the corner, they've turned the page on that, and they haven't looked back. It's been quite a remarkable run.
It has. And Scott, if there was one down part of this the last week, it was what happened the news Sunday, and that was Jose Alvarado with the suspension gone for 80 games. Plus, we know the postseason with that. But Scott, it's got to feel good for them that they got through this week without any bullpen hiccups. Even I know the Rockies are terrible, but you go to Colorado and you feel like, it's going to be a tough week for our bullpen. I thought they did a pretty good job, and it seems like they've been able to weather the storm at least this first few days without him.
Yeah, one of the things that helps them do that is to have such a good starting rotation, right? To have those guys pitching deep into games all the time, it takes a lot of the pressure off your bullpen. And, you know, like your closer if you want to call him that, Jordan Romano, he threw 10 pitches this week in Colorado. Orion Kerkering threw one in four games. So the fact that you can get through those games without having to tax those guys is important. They're still going to need, you know, more. They're going to need, you know, different guys, whether it's Ruiz or Ross, to step up and to take more, you know, big outs at different parts of the game. But all in all, I think, you know, they're going to have to try to ride this starting rotation into, you know, to make up for the lack of strength, if you will, in the bullpen.
You know, Scott, I'm kind of curious with the way that Jose Alvarado left. How do you think his teammates felt about that? Because, you know, we made a big deal about the fact that he just kind of left and didn't say anything to anybody. How do you think his teammates handled that?
You know, that's a great question. I haven't really gotten into asking these guys too much about, you know, and they're not going to say anything publicly other than they're supportive of Jose and you know, want what's best for him. But obviously it left the team in a bad spot.
Definitely.
And, you know, I think, you know, I'm sure guys have differing opinions on his story and what he said, but I do think that, you know, as a group, they've tended to be pretty tight, and they've tended to be a group that sticks together. So I'm sure they're very disappointed. They're, you know, and he was a very well liked guy in the clubhouse too. So not having his personality around, I think, is a loss. But at the same time, you know, they've kind of just said, look, we've got who we've got. We still have a lot of talent in the room, and we just have to keep moving forward.
Scott Fransky joining us here to Fransky Fridays. The Phils get set for a weekend series against the A's in Sacramento starting tonight. Scott, the other thing that's coincided, and not surprisingly, with the win streak and how well they're playing, is Bryce Harper's bat has just exploded the last 10 days or even more than that. I mean, he's really hit well for a while, but we're wondering, was this just a matter of time? What have you noticed? And how much credit do we give the buzz cut? Because he cut that hair off.
It's the hair.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what we figured.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I think you saw signs before that he was starting to find it. And he was just a little bit off, And, you know, again, we expect a lot of Bryce Harper. He expects a lot of himself. There's no doubt. He sort of wears that, you know, he's a pretty emotional guy and really is, you know, uber competitive. And when he's not producing, it wears on him. And, you know, again, he's set a high bar for himself. And sometimes we can take for granted just how good he's been day in and day out and how important he is to this team. But, you know, I said all along, and I know it's kind of the same thing that you know, Rob Thompson said, he's the least of our worries. They know that he's going to figure it out, and it looks like he has.
Well, he has. And speaking of figuring out, I am so impressed every time Schwarber faces a lefty these days. I mean, this was a couple of years ago. He, like many lefty sluggers, struggled against those guys. That's how you beat him. You put a lefty in late in the game and probably wouldn't do much. And it's turned around to the point where some of the numbers are remarkable. Like, you know, OPS over 1,000, stuff that we haven't seen since Barry Bonds, David Ortiz. It feels like opposing managers late in games, they don't know what to do, Scott, because you put a lefty in and he hits them too.
Yeah, you know, the subject was brought up this week just talking with Rob, and they said, well, if you were an opposing manager and you were facing your lineup, would you perhaps think twice about just automatically bringing in a lefty to face these guys? Because they're really your two best hitters, on, you know, left on left, left on right, whatever. And so maybe you want to save your – if you have a limited number of lefties in your bullpen, do you really want to – use the bullet there to go after Schwarber and Harper, or maybe use it in another spot to either go after, you know, Kepler or Stott or Marsh or somebody like that who isn't as strong left on left, and force, you know, and then that would of course force the Phillies to make decisions about, you know, pinch hitting or whatnot. So I think it's something that teams would probably consider. You know, is it really worth it, you know, to make that move? You know, when you've got another righty after it in Castellanos or Real Muto or Bohm or whatever. I absolutely think it's one of those things where more managers will have to start to consider that idea.
Scott, speaking of left on right, I feel like Rob Thompson hasn't said it like expressly. It does feel to me like we have a second base platoon, and I think it's the right thing to do. I mean, Bryce Stott's done really well against righties leading off, and Edmundo Sosa, it's not like it was just the first week or so. I mean, we're almost at Memorial Day. He's holding a .377 batting average, a lot of that damage against lefties. Is it a second base platoon, and why do you think maybe they haven't been said it, even though it feels like they've told us with their actions?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a straight out platoon. I do think you'll see probably, you know, there's going to be some lefties this weekend, expected to face a couple this weekend. And I almost said Oakland. We're not in Oakland. and I think Stott may start one of the games, but you might see Edmundo start somewhere else, maybe at third base, give Bohm a day, something like that. But it's pretty close. If it's not an out and out platoon, I don't think they want to. I guess they probably don't want to say it. They don't want to limit Stott because I think they still believe, you know, he can put together a good at bat against a lefty, and they feel like he's still got room to grow in that department. So I don't think they want to spell it out expressly. But I mean, Edmundo has played his way into more playing time. There's just no doubt about it, and I think they're gonna continue to try to find ways to keep him active and keep him in the lineup when there's a matchup advantage.
Scott, this is what, the second minor league park you guys are going to be in a few weeks here? Is that the first time on all the road trips we've had two minor league parks in a month?
Yeah, I guess so. I was trying to think of the minor league parks the Phillies have played in recent years. You know, they've been to Williamsport for the Little League yep. Classic. They played in a couple of Blue Jays minor league parks. You know, when they couldn't get into Canada during COVID.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. There was like the road was behind the stadium. You could see the traffic going by with that one.
Yeah, they did the one in Buffalo and the one in they played in Dunedin.
Yeah.
The following year. And then of course, Tampa and now Sacramento. I've never been here. I've never been to the city. I have no. I came in last night and, you know, just totally unfamiliar. So it'll be interesting to see. I was talking with Ben Davis about it. On the bus ride in, he played here once upon a time. He was really anxious to see because apparently there's a big building in behind right field, and at a certain time of day, the sun would glance off the building, and right-handed hitters would have no chance to see the ball from the pitcher. So we'll see if that's the case. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Scott, before we let you go, I'm kind of curious. What did Rojas have on yesterday that did not allow him access into the ballpark once he left?
I didn't see him, but I'm assuming he was just probably wearing workout stuff, you know.
You mean Phillies workout stuff?
Yeah. But, you know, just a pair of Philly shorts or in a tank top or something like that is probably what he was doing. I didn't see him, so, but I can just guess he was probably, you know, pretty casual. He wasn't wearing his, you know.
He wasn't wearing his pants, but to your point, he was wearing Phillies gear. He was wearing his Phillies gear. Yeah, okay.
Sure.
I was just curious because
he was very upset about this.
Well,
they didn't let Johan
well,
back in.
I have some thoughts about this that I won't share, but it was just kind of curious to me because as a security guard, he had to look familiar or he had to look similar to other Phillies players. And I can't imagine anybody going to those lengths to wear Phillies shorts or whatever attire that he had on. To try to sneak into the ballpark.
I can't imagine most fans are trying to sneak in to see the Rockies these days anyway.
Yeah, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
read the room. Read the room.
Yeah. I mean, now, I don't even know exactly what time it happened. I didn't see it. But, you know, again, I try not to, you know, we go into these ballparks all the time. And, you know, I can wander around Citizens Bank Park without a credential and you know, most of the staff there will know who I am and not worry about it too much, but they're just doing their job. I don't fault the security guard at all.
Oh, no,
I'm just funny.
Here's out for justice today.
I'm just kind of curious, you know, your job is to do security, but you also have to have spatial awareness to do that job.
I understand there's some court awareness that, you know, can be improved or whatever, but at the same time, you know, he's just doing his job.
I get that part, but
we all joke about it. You know, you go around and, you know, somebody can't get through a gate or you know, isn't permitted in a clubhouse, and we're always joking, hey, did you give them the, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just doing their job, that's all.
Yeah, they are. They're the only ones in Colorado that are. Scott, we appreciate you hopping on today.
That's a good point.
Enjoy Sacramento, and we'll be listening tonight against the A's. Thank you, Scott.
Have a good one, Scott.
All right, see you guys.
There we go. Scott Fransky with us, as he is every Friday, the voice of the Phillies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And yes, as he said, this team has been beating up and doing its job against tomato cans. Again, they just took out the Rockies like they were a minor league team, which they might be.
They've been bad for a while, though.
But not this bad.
Yeah.
They're 8-42.
What is their salary, the roster, the money?
So they do have a couple of players, including Chris Bryant, who they paid and got hurt. So it's not as low as some other teams, but the players are putting on the field. I mean, it's remarkably bad.
Yeah,
they stink.
They might get them out of Coors. They might get them out of Colorado, huh?
It's a nice stadium too.
It is. But you know,
where are they going to put them?
I mean, somebody's looking with Oakland. Just kidding.
They lost the team.
No, I know, because it was just bad. No, I was just thinking like they. I can remember the Rockies being like tomato cans for a while.
Yeah, but we've gone past. What's worse than tomato cans? Because that's what I'm watching right now from that team. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get back to your phone calls here. A lot to discuss on the Phillies. Are you fully buying what the Phillies are doing right now? They're 32-18, on pace for over 100 wins. It's wonderful. I love the way they're playing. I'm not buying they're this good, and I think a lot of it has been because of who they've played. Hugh is buying in more on what the Phillies are doing. Where are you? And we have a $100 gift card to give away today to Sunoco. Get the next highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane, now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations. $100 gift card. We are looking for wild jobs that it'll be funny to imagine one or both of us doing. We've gotten some, I would say, pretty wild answers so far. Lifeguard, horse inseminator, pro sleeper, jockey,
Paul Sleeper's crazy.
Yeah, what was the Amish one? Amish country, what was it called? The Mucker?
The Mucker.
The Mucker.
The Mucker.
Yeah, there was a stripper, a drag queen, oil rig digger, and the underwater welder are the answers so far. Best answer we get, $100 gift card. Also, we brought up the Rhys Hoskins idea. It's in my head now. There's a couple of Phillies mentioned when asked about leaders on the team and best leaders that have been around. They mentioned two different Phillies mentioned Rhys. I don't think they've gotten a ton out of Kepler. I don't think we're going to get a ton out of Kepler. Bryce has mentioned before he would move back to the outfield for the right first baseman. It's in my mind. Brewers come in here next week. 215-592-9494. And we put up a poll based on a caller we had. You know, it's about 50-50, Hugh, on the poll of would you trade a first-round pick for the Tush Push?
Is that right?
I would trade the
very
Tush.
Very interesting concept, I would say.
I would. Like, if Goodell came to the Eagles tomorrow and he says, all right, I want this thing out of the game. I'll give you guys an extra first-round pick if you just stop doing it. I would do it. I'm a Tush Push guy, but I would give up the Tush Push for the first-round pick.
Mm.
Would you?
Because I'm thinking that Tush Push, what if the Tush Push is the difference between us being a two-time Super Bowl champion and a three-time Super Bowl
champion?
Well,
couldn't we win it without the Tush
Push? No, I'm not saying that we can't. That's not what I'm saying. But to have the ultimate cheat code is something, in my opinion.
First round pick?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where all pros come from.
Yeah. I mean, but the ultimate cheat code is something that, put it like this. Regardless of what happens to the Eagles this year, because I think they're going to have a good year. If Roger Goodell could promise me the first pick.
Well, I mean, that's.
That's the only way I'll do it. The first overall pick.
Give me
the
number one overall pick.
Number one overall pick, and I'll let you have it.
I mean, wouldn't you trade any play for the first round, for the first pick in the draft? Any, like, play in the playbook? It's a play. You just create a different
one. It's just
one
play, but it's and I'm pretty sure the Eagles have something up their sleeve cooked up for another play, but no, I'd rather keep it.
Man, all right, Chris at Bed Salem's up. Hey, Chris.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Chris? What's going on?
Hey, so I'm not buying the Phils. I just think they're too thin in the bullpen. I like what Romano's doing. I always thought he was going to be a second half of the year guy with his, you know, coming off the elbow the way he was. You know, it was always going to be a second half year for him. But they still don't have like a bulldog back there that, you know, Alvarado was. You know, he's got that competitiveness that you need in the ninth. And, you know, not having that, the way that Kirkering's been shaking, you know, kind of shaky all year. I love his stuff, but
He's been very shaky, Chris, though. He had. I mean, really, before this, I didn't trust anyone coming out of the bullpen. Now, I think Romano is pitching his way into trusting him a little bit because he's been good for a few weeks, so I'm good with him. But, I mean, really, they don't. I agree with you on this. And they have pushed their starting pitchers to try to avoid this, and let's hope those starting pitchers, you know, stay upright the whole year.
Yeah, and to that point, like, I know there's been talk, you know, across the station about, you know, they're in a disadvantageous position right now. But I don't think so. Like, they really need to take these. If they're going to trade prospects, they got to go get a Mason Miller or somebody that of that ilk, not like, you know, some guy off the trash heap that you got to find his spin rate that, you know, shows that he's got an elite curveball like Jack Fritz with Corey Knebel a few years ago.
No one could spin a Phillies acquisition into positivity more than Jack.
But hey, for the job, I know Hugh. I know you're not an underwater guy, but let's get you up in the air for X Games. We'll get you on the big air. We'll get you on the snowboards. You already got, you know, the Hatfield sponsorship. You know, putting pork on the fork. You put the pig on the side of the helmet.
What do you want me to do? Like
snowboarding in the X Games. You put the Hatfield pig on the side of the
helmet.
You
know what my biggest issue would be with snowboarding is, will they have a suit big enough to fit?
Yeah, they'll make one.
Yeah. Oh, they got it. Yeah, I'm a big guy. I'm about 260, so you be all right.
Man, I tell you.
X Games snowboarding. I love this one, Chris. Good phone call.
Like, the thing about those snowboards, because I've seen them, they go fast, and they don't have brakes.
Of course they do.
They don't have brakes.
Brakes.
I mean, like conventional brakes. Like, you have to know how to shush and shift your body weight.
I know other people.
Some of the leg brakes are bad too, boy. When they break them legs, ooh.
Kyle, some listeners may have different ones that they're their favorite so far today. Something about thinking of Hugh snowboarding in the X Games on those big fast slopes has me just dying in here. Like, that's funny. You would fall over so fast. Like trying to do a flip or
man,
180.
I tell you what, man. Shout out to the people that do that, the skateboard riders and stuff like that. I saw a young lady the other day. I guess she was in San Francisco because they were going down the hilly thing. Yeah. She's going down backwards.
Would you rather do skateboarding or the snowboarding?
Well, they're both going to hurt when I fall.
I think it would hurt worse than the skateboarding.
Well, when you fall, because when you break the leg, at least it'll be, you'll be probably half damn near frostbitten.
You got adrenaline.
What I mean? But when you fall on the cement, that's something different. So I would probably say the snow, because you fall. Either way we go, you falling.
Yeah, it's part of the gig. You're going to fall at some point. All right, I'm going to grab this one because I need to hear this story. Chaz in Newfield. I mean, every day there's something new around here, including I have never seen this on the call board in all my years at WIP. Chaz in Newfield. Topic, I've done the insemination. Chaz, what's up, pal?
No.
You know what? My past brother-in-law, he passed away, but he had a Kasuki's horse farm. And I was going over there one day, hanging out, smoking some cigars and drinking some scotch. And he says, hey, I need a favor. And I'm like, what? And he says, I need you to come, help me with one of the horses. I was like, yeah, all right. So I guess Federal Express brings the stuff. So he says, what do you want to do? What I want you to do is just lean into this horse as hard as you can against this, part of the stable. And he said, whatever you do, don't move. And I actually watched him do this. It's bizarre.
You're saying something came in FedEx and that's what went into the horse?
Yeah. So now
that stuff with FedEx? I used to work for FedEx.
It comes frozen, I guess, with like some kind of frozen package. And it's long, dude. I'm 2 foot long.
Oh, man. Did you know this year they send these FedEx packages with the stuff?
You're talking to a dude that sent poop FedEx. So what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Joe? I sent my poop.
Color guard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when we got done with this thing, I mean, the horse just kind of sat there, and that's what he did.
did he smoke a cigarette?
I said, okay, what do we do now? Smoke a cigarette?
Oh, that's wild stuff. Chaz, that's funny. I like that story. All right, Chaz, what do you got? You buying this Phillies thing right now?
Yeah, I think their pitching's outstanding. So, I mean, could they hit better? Sure, they could hit better, but their pitching is really good. I mean, I know we were playing a, bum team in Colorado, but they just don't give up a lot of runs as a starting pitcher. And, I mean, I know that sometimes relief pitchers are hard to come by, but the team that they were just playing, I forget what the hell it was. They had a reliever and they stink.
Yeah, they have one or two good ones and they still stink. Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't really think that's going to be a problem. But their starting pitcher, I got to tell you, maybe you guys could tell me because I didn't look. How did Painter do in his last outing?
So Painter yesterday or 2 days ago, 4 innings, 7 strikeouts, and he gave up 1 run. So pretty good, but he only went 4 innings. His pitch count kind of went high, but 4 innings, 7 strikeouts.
I mean, Abel doesn't look terrible either.
I know.
So I mean, with just that. Amount of pitching they have is really good.
Well, and it's going to allow them to go get something if they want. I mean, if they really need to go trade for a legitimate back end of the reliever of the bullpen guy, Chaz, we appreciate it. They have what it takes. I mean, it's a matter of will they pay the price. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do here. We're looking for crazy, odd jobs, weird jobs that you want to see us do here. Best one we get today is going to win a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Your phone calls on everything today. The Phillies, are you buying? Eagles, in-season Hard Knocks. I think it's a good thing. I like it. Hugh is against it. I think he got fired on Hard Knocks once.
Coward.
But yeah, he's just afraid. It's not going to happen again. You're not getting fired on Hard Knocks again.
Don't worry.
Does
she do anything for us?
All right, plus, on the other side, Jason Kelce joined the morning show. Details of the meeting that saved the Tush Push and what he thinks could be the biggest threat to the play's future. 215-592-9494 for the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. I pulled a Hugh. Totally didn't have my mic
on. You know what's funny? I'm laughing at you and I did the same thing. Just did the same thing.
So are we in weekend mode here?
Yes, we are. Man, I was just sitting, like, seriously, all jokes aside. I looked at the clock.
Hugh's in weekend mode. We got an hour and a half to go.
I was like, damn, when I'm going to start drinking first?
Well, you know what? This morning I'm driving in, and this song is perfect because one of the men of the week, Jason Kelce, was on the morning show, Hugh, and it was a perfect time to have him on because he was there in Minneapolis to help the Eagles win the fight for the Tush Push. All right, let's hear Kelce talking about the meeting and what it was like to be in there as the Tush Push was discussed this past week.
You know, I'm never in those meetings, so I don't know how typical it is that it gets that way. You know what I mean? But I think that it was tense because, you know, Jeffrey, again, is passionate and he made his point clear and known and felt like the Eagles had not been really a part of the process along the way. You know what I mean? He felt like, you know, his perspective and the Eagles' perspective had been left out. And I think that he made that known to the league and it was a little bit tense at that moment. But it came back. You know, I think that all these guys have been in rooms like this and have been a part of, I'm sure, some very heated discussions. But on a level of 1 to 10, I'd say like a 7. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say it was like, you know, I don't know that blows were getting ready to be thrown, but it was definitely, you know, passionate from Jeffrey.
A 7 is pretty high. I didn't know what he was going to say there. I mean, if I'm thinking 7 in a debate, I'm thinking like Jolly and Spike was a 7 and Rhea and Elliott was a 10.
I mean, a 7 that's a good assessment.
A 7 is pretty high level of intensity. I didn't realize it gets that intense in there with the owners.
Well, yeah, and I know I'm kind of harping on this part, but the fact that they were talking about having a separate session outside of Jason being there, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure a lot of people probably looked at it initially and was like, yo, why is he here?
He's not part of one of us.
He's a player. Like, he's for lack of a better way of saying it, he's livestock. He's you know, he's cattle. He's, you know, and so that's kind of what I took from that initially. And for them to come back and you know, Mr. Lurie making the passionate speech that he made and them to vote the way that they did, his word did carry a lot of weight.
Well, how much? Let's hear Kelce this morning with the morning show talking about, you know, did – Does he think what he did, what he said, did it sway anyone in that room?
I don't know if we swayed anybody's opinion, but I could tell just in the way the back and forth went that there were people that were still up in the air on it, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like if everybody would have been decided on it, there wouldn't have been any questions asked, right? Like, it just would have been like, all right, we already know we're voting on this. We're not listening. It felt like there was an open dialogue on the floor, which to me made it feel like there were people genuinely still trying to decide, right? And I went into it, to be honest with you, I don't know, it felt like we went into it feeling like there was some level of optimism with the votes, and I don't know how they, Ferrari and the Eagles kind of knew which people were already definitely going to be voting for it and which ones weren't, and they kind of knew there was some stuff there, but for me, I thought for sure it was going to get banned.
How about that at the end? He thought for sure it was going to get banned, and then it didn't go that way. It went their way. That I think he and Lori, but certainly his voice is a different voice they haven't heard before. He would feels to me like he swayed some votes. Like, whatever he said, however he described what he needed to describe, if people were on the fence, he didn't hurt it. It seemed like he helped.
It feels like he swayed some people. Mm-hmm. And I think that when he walked in, a lot of people felt like he gave them the secret sauce a little bit. Because I know they didn't go into detail, but I think he explained the tush push. And I think he gave people a better understanding of the tush push. Now, I don't know who was in the meeting. I don't know if it was just primarily owners or were coaches in there or anything like that. But I feel like there were some people in there taking notes. I really do.
Well, here's the real question. A few days after your declaration that Cam Jurgens should be on the tush push statue, after hearing Kelsey describe it, are you ready to change your mind?
No. I listen. And people, I shout out to all the people that have slid in my DMs and tried to change my mind. That doesn't work. I stand on business when it comes to this. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is this. This is Cam Jurgens' turn. Mm-hmm. I understand where you're coming from when you say that he is the founder. He is the one that taught him. But in my mind, all of this ire for the tush push came up this year, in this season, especially when you talk about the Frankie Louvu play and the way that we used it during this playoff run. That was all Cam Jurgens. And that's just the way I see it. So you're not going to change my mind on this.
Well, then
I'm dug in.
We can hear that. But they didn't bring Cam Jurgens in to seal the deal in this meeting.
No, they
brought Jason Kelsey in.
They brought somebody in that is
an Eagles
well
respected.
An Eagles legend.
That deserves
that
a statue.
Well respected,
mm-hmm.
That does not deserve a statue.
Mm-hmm.
To do with this team here. Because he wasn't a part of this team. Respectfully.
I mean, I you're speaking it respectfully, but
no, I mean, I get where people are coming from, and I know.
It's like when you took the pledge, but not really.
I took the pledge wholeheartedly.
No, you didn't. No.
I almost put my hand over my chest like they did when you was little and you did the Pledge of Allegiance. But
you didn't.
That would have sold us, but you didn't. You had your fingers crossed behind your back. Everyone knows this. All right, 215-592-9494. One more from Kelsey here. As we wonder, and we speculated yesterday, is this the last year of the tush push? Or we have more than that? Like, what's going to happen with the future of this? Here's Kelsey on what could end up being the biggest threat to the tush push staying long term.
To me, it's less about if defenses can't stop the Eagles. The bigger threat, in my opinion, is more about if the other 31 teams' offenses figure out how to successfully do it themselves. Do you agree with that?
I don't. No, I think that the biggest threat to the tush push is if somebody gets injured.
Exactly.
That'll be the thing that pushes it over the hump. And listen, it's football. It's a largely safe play, and I think the numbers have shown that. We've been running it now for 3 years, and we've been running quarterback sneaks in Philly for quite a while since Jeff Stoutland's been here, even dating back to the year we won the Super Bowl. It's a largely safe play, but somebody is going to get hurt inevitably, and that's going to probably be the last thing that people are like, all right, we're probably done with this.
I agree with Jason on this. I don't think the biggest threat is this becoming a league-wide thing. I don't think it's going to be where every team's doing it, and it's doing it a lot, and it's ruining pace of play. I think if this is out of the league in a year, it's because someone got hurt on it. And although so far no one has gotten hurt, it's football. Jason said it. Mm-hmm. Right? The more times you run a play, to me the sheer numbers and sheer odds say someone's probably just going to get hurt. And then Dr. Sills and Goodell are going to be able to say, see, we told you someone
told
would
you
get
so.
Hurt,
yeah.
And now we got to ban the play. So I think the more it's run, the more likely it is someone gets hurt, and the more likely it is we lose this thing eventually. But what a job by Kelsey this week. Glad the morning show had him on. And, Hugh, I think the whole audience wants you to rethink your position on the Cam.
I don't have to.
Spend the whole weekend.
Oh, no, I don't need to do that. But, I will.
Spend the whole weekend for the show.
I will.
Reconsider your position, because Cam Jurgens on a statue is not flying with anyone. We need Kelsey on that statue. You know it. I know it. Everyone knows it. Aaron in San Diego's up. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Aaron, what's up, pal?
I am not calling from San Diego today. I am in the middle of the Mojave Desert, my friends.
That sounds nice.
Wow. What are you doing there?
Viva Las Vegas. Las Vegas. On the way to Vegas, baby.
All right.
Nice.
What are we playing? What are we playing tonight? Blackjack? What are you going to do?
Aaron almost slipped up. You heard that, Kyle, didn't you? Aaron almost slipped up.
You know, I've
been poking Aaron a lot.
It's their birthday this weekend.
Oh,
so
he said smoking
hot
wife. I thought you said smoking.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were talking about smoking.
Yeah, and we got. We got a graduation to go to.
All right. Sounds like a packed weekend.
Yes.
Graduation, birthday, gambling, all that. Aaron, what do you got for us? You buying in what the Phillies are doing?
Well, first of all, Hugh, just so you know, huevos rancheros for me is slang for a certain part of the male anatomy.
Yeah, I kind of figured that when it said the rancher's eggs. I put two and two together.
and then I've used the term Momo, and that's a nice way for me calling somebody a moron.
Okay, Momo.
There's a lot of Momos around here.
Momo. Yeah. Gotcha.
Hey, the Phillies are the Phillies. I mean, they just got done sweeping some AAA affiliate teams, so I don't know that they're really anything to get, you know, hot and bothered about. But what I want to talk about it's the topic of the day, mm-hmm. and that is the job that I could see both of you doing, and I think it would be just a blast watching you guys.
Okay, what mm-hmm. is it?
Well, with Hugh's affinity for, standing in a quarter of an inch of water, I would love to see him on a crab boat in the middle of the Bering Sea.
What do you think?
Mm.
Go crabbing?
Mm.
You ever been crabbing?
Mm-mm.
I've been crabbing.
Don't sound fun.
Not in the middle of the sea,
so
but
you, don't sound. Joe, we wouldn't need a beacon with you, because if you fell in the water,
my head,
you'd be easy to spot in those dark seas.
I'm shiny. Yeah, my head's shiny, especially when the sun is beating down. You wouldn't. It'd be hard to find me. I'll go crabbing. Hugh, you in? You're out.
Mm-mm.
Why?
I love crabbing.
Crabbing's awesome.
On the sea? In a boat?
Not in the sea. I mean, you can just
in a boat.
You can just do it on the shore.
You know
you
what
do
that,
it in a bay
have you
in
seen
Maryland.
What
That's
they call
where
the,
I do it.
The wolf eels? They catch those wolf eels.
We'll catch what?
Wolf eel. Is it wolf eel?
I don't know.
That's what it is. They had a mean, nasty bite. No, I'm good.
Are you worried about wolf eels?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I'm good.
Gentlemen, real quick.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to send something out to all the military men and women out there, both past and present. Thank you so much for your sacrifice and your service. Will you guys allow a knucklehead like me to call in and speak my mind and give my opinion on a national radio station? Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless America. Everybody have a great Memorial Day weekend. See you guys.
You too, well, Aaron. Man. Appreciate the phone call. Well said. Enjoy the weekend. You know, the wolf eels, they're on the Pacific coast of North America from California to Alaska.
That's what we're talking about going
South Sea of Japan. No, we're talking about just crabbing here.
Oh, I thought he said.
Well, that was his idea, but uh-huh. just in we just were
okay
about
here.
Just, yeah.
Okay, because what he said,
wolf
okay.
down in Maryland. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
There's no wolf eels.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Okay. All right. We made some progress.
Like, where does that come from?
I'm just saying, because when he said crabbing off the, what did he say, the Bering Straits or whatever it
yeah.
was. Wolf eels be out there, man. I ain't trying to do all
How
that.
How come all these
you know
people
what?
Do first, these
first
things
of all,
and no, no
okay,
wolf eels bother
let,
them?
Let me do this real quick. Thank you for your service for all the veterans that we were celebrating this weekend. And if you're up in the Connecticut, Massachusetts way, y'all be careful, because they had their first shark, what great white
oh,
shark.
Geez, what are you doing?
Sighting. this weekend.
Why are you being that guy? It's Memorial Day weekend.
Because I want come back Tuesday and be in one piece.
But you're scaring everyone.
I'm just being honest. They sighted. It was a great white shark sighted off the coast.
Are you being the summer? You're being a summer Grinch.
I'm being that guy.
Let people enjoy Memorial Day weekend. But they're in their car driving right now, and they hear you talking about sharks off the coast.
I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss, or you just wait till you get to the beach, and they'll let you know if they see
you know
a shark.
Too much. Like, if you're thinking about wolf eels when it comes to crabbing, like,
you gotta
put the phone down.
No, I'm just saying. No, I can't put the phone down because I'm trying to figure. John Clark ain't hit me back yet. He hit me back in your life.
Is he ducking you?
Yeah, I think he is. He's ducking
after you prove to him that he did indeed say it didn't work.
Yeah, he did.
Well, speaking of that, a Twitter question of the day here, which, of course, I got to find my read, but our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. We had a lot of polls up today as the show has been in a lot of different areas. But number one, are you buying that the Phillies, you know, the best record in the NL, are you buying what they're selling? Need to see more at 51%. That's where I am. 49% saying yes. Should John Clark apologize to Bryce Harper? If you missed it, John Clark, who we love, tweeted last week after Bryce shaved his head, because I think he went like 0 for 4 that first night after he buzzed it, and it didn't work, he said.
Yeah.
Well, Bryce has been hitting the cover off the ball since then, so we think as a show, John Clark should apologize. Is it a good thing that the Eagles are on in-season Hard Knocks? How about all these scaredy cats like Hugh over here? 77% saying no.
Yeah, because the way I framed it makes a lot of sense.
People are just scared. It's fun. Don't you want more Eagles content? Don't you want to watch the Eagles on Hard Knocks? I mean, what is the worst that's going to happen? What's the worst that's going
to
happen?
We don't need to know everything, man.
Sure we do.
Like what somebody said, did the sausage day. We don't need to know how the sausage is made.
I want to know how it's made.
I want to know how the sausage is made.
I mean, Spike's coming up next on the phones. But, Kyle, 77% of people are saying they don't like the Hard Knocks thing. 77%. Scaredy cats.
Did you just Ron Burgundy the call screener?
I did. Well, I looked up and I saw Spike from Bristol, and I'm going to take her next. And then I just said her name. I did. It happened.
It's Friday.
Yep. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Oh, I'm upset. 77% of people don't want to see the Eagles on Hard Knocks.
They're cowards. Let's be honest. Like, oh, something's going to go wrong.
They're like Q.
No, it's messy.
It's I just like
perfect example. I'm going to give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
There's something going on that everybody's probably privy to right now. You know I'm going with this. It's gotten real messy. And it's probably going to divide a family.
Oh, no, not this again. Is this our second time?
But where's the lie, though, Joe? Everything was cool. Like, Buddy was cool. I'm talking, like, if anybody knows what I'm talking about, I'm going to talk in generalities right here. If Buddy was cool until he sat in that room, and then when he started hearing all this other stuff, he had to leave. Because he feeling some kind of way. He found out more, way more than he signed up for.
Wouldn't you leave too?
I mean, it's a little too late to leave, to be totally honest.
No, I don't know about that, man.
It's a lot. He found out way more than he probably wanted to know.
What we're going to get is Jerry Jones putting salt on his McGriddle.
I'm trying to tell you,
man.
And
it's going
to
be great.
I understand your analogy, but you're taking a big leap between what you're talking about and Hard Knocks. No, it's not the same.
Sometimes we do these things.
Do you know what's funny? No, seriously. Do you know how hard it probably is right now for Buddy to go to the vending machine, he can't even go get a glass of water. People looking at him like, dang, dog, for real?
I mean, a lot of times you get fixated on things that just don't matter at all.
He was okay. It was all good about three weeks ago.
Yeah, yep.
He was fine. He was loving it. He was having a great time.
Oh, my goodness.
Until
people
started letting all these folks in his
issue between a husband and wife has nothing to do with the Eagles on our
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying.
It's not the same.
You gotta stop.
It's kind of the same.
If Sirianni calls out Jalen in a practice, it's not the same as whatever you're talking about right now. It's just football.
Forget about what he was talking about. There's no correlation between a team going on Hard Knocks and it like ruining their season. Like, if bad teams go on Hard Knocks,
it's messy. It's just messy.
The Eagles are messy anyway.
We are messy.
Brandon Graham went on his own radio show last year, and we love BG.
They don't need Hard Knocks to get messy.
The Eagles have been messy forever, and they'll be messy all the time. It's part of the whole thing here, and that's fine. I think it's going to be fun to have them on Hard Knocks. All right, after I Ron Bergen in it, now Spike in Bristol is up. Hey, Spike.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Spike.
Spike.
Okay, so I'm gonna start off with know the Phillies. Know on the Phillies because I told Kyle when I see the Phillies beat the Mets, I'll buy in. But after playing teams that you know aren't as good, especially the Rockies, I'm not 100% behind, and I don't think I'm being too harsh.
I don't think you are either. And the Rockies thing, it was a very nice series, and it's glad they swept all four. But that team is atrocious.
Nothing. Yeah. They're nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, here's the job that I want to see all you guys do.
All of us.
And all of you. It's going to take three of you.
Uh-oh.
One of you is going to have the duct tape. One of you is going to have the Velcro. One of you is going to have the rope. And
I'm looking
here you
at
go.
The free
here you go. You're going to hang up on me. Do I say it? Babysitting preschoolers. There you
babysitting
go.
Babysitting preschoolers.
Okay. I thought this was going in an entirely different direction.
I think we could pull it off. Spike, we
babysit Hugh every day.
You could pull it off.
Yeah, right. We need the supplies. I mean, I agree with that. Spike, good one.
If we can deal with you, we can deal with a room full of preschoolers.
I think we'd be fine.
Yeah, you might be. Might be.
I'm not sure about Hugh babysitting preschoolers.
But you know what, though?
Preschoolers
I can relate. But seriously, though, I can relate to preschoolers.
Oh, we'd
probably have a ball.
Oh, yeah. No, they would sit down with you and play. Yeah, no.
We would have a ball.
It's just like herding cats. That's all. They go their own way.
I was out, like, this weekend when I went to a party. The party in Virginia was with a bunch of kids. Had a ball. Had a ball. Ate pizza. You know, did a couple high fives. You know, kids, if you have them something to do.
Yeah.
Because you already know how this goes, yeah. Joe. Wear them out. Let them just run, play. Don't give them any sugar. And just wear them out. And then the first thing they know, they'll be asleep.
Yeah, I actually think it'd be way easier for us to watch and babysit preschoolers, even young kids. You know what I think the problem would be? Mm-hmm. Teenagers, because they would roast us.
Yeah, teenagers.
That's Hugh's biggest fear.
Yeah,
I mean, he won't even eat a glizzy.
That's right.
In front of teenagers.
Could you imagine the scene? We're trying to supervise teenagers, and Hugh brings in a hot dog, eats it like a regular person.
I mean, they would erupt in laughter.
Yeah, teenagers are rough. See, y'all ain't been around. See, wait till you get my age when teenagers start talking about, what do you have on?
Well, I was a teenager more recently than you.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Man, I never forget.
Did you roast old men like you?
Yes.
No, listen.
I got to tell you this story.
One time, we were going to a wedding, right? And it was me and Hugh, and we were going to a wedding. And I just threw something on. I had on like a flower shirt and some slacks.
Okay.
I walked out. He looked at me and said, what do you have on? And I said, what do you mean? He didn't say nothing. He didn't even want to ride with me, man. He was like,
oh, you were embarrassed.
He was so embarrassed. I don't think I had a picture of that outfit. But now that I look back on it, he had every right to be embarrassed because it was just like, because I didn't care what I had on. We went to, it was an African wedding, and you know, they had all the nice little African outfits on.
Why didn't you get one?
And I, first of all, I was just like, oh, we're just going to go and hang out. And they were laughing at my clothes. They were laughing. And he was thoroughly disgusted with me when I had his outfit on. But hey, man, I got to be me. When I was married, I knew how to dress up because my wife would lay my clothes out for me.
And now?
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
It's done.
That's the part that I'm lacking. That part.
Yeah.
But
at least you're self-aware.
Yeah, that's it. I'm self-aware.
All right. 215-592-9049. We're going to prize to give away. Best answer we get. So you can hop in right now. Best answer we get to odd jobs, crazy jobs you like to see us do, wins the prize, $100 gift card to Sunoco. Are you buying into the Phillies after the 7-game win streak? I need to see them beat teams that aren't actual tomato cans, right? Not Hugh Douglas version of tomato cans. I mean, the Pirates and Rockies are atrocious baseball teams. Great, great run the Phillies are on. I like what I'm seeing, but I need to see this against some real teams here before I fully buy in. Plus, on the other side, two people in the NFL that just need to relax. We'll have that for you next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show.
Thank
on
you.
Sports Radio 94.
No problem, buddy.
94 WIP.
It's that time of year again. Time to take a break from talking about bacon and share some of my grilling wisdom this weekend. I can't even get it out. I ain't even started drinking yet. It's grilling season, everybody. It's time to elevate your grilling game with Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins. They're flavorful and so easy to cook. Hatfield's Marinated Pork Tenderloins are a game changer for any cookout. They have Tuscan herb, honey garlic teriyaki, lemon garlic, so many different flavors to choose from. Head to simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.